Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, the seventh day already of April 2014, we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we have several guests joining us to break down some very important issues. I'll tell you about those guests coming up in the next segment. There's a lot of confusion out there, and that's the name of the game. That was the plan, about exactly what the Republicans are doing with Obama to, quote, fix Obamacare. Well, you fix it by getting rid of the tar baby fraud that is designed to be basically a dictatorial edict to allow the federal government and the private banks that own it and run it to get their hands into anything and everything they want as an open mandate. Forget mission creep. This is far beyond that. And that's how they wrote the bill, was to be a nation-wrecking machine that gives them unlimited power to take tax money from citizens via levies, that's what it is, a letter of marque piracy, and transfer it to the globalists, the same people that own the Federal Reserve. That's about as Federal Express or Federal Plumbing. And then once everything's getting screwed up, they say, oh my gosh, let Obama operate as a dictator, and then we'll go to him and secure things from him to fix it. And Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is running around saying, we didn't expand Obamacare, as people that are researching it have documented, with this new agreement with Nero, I mean Hitler, I mean dear leader Kim Jong-il II. We didn't expand it. Why? We got him to fix it. Team Boehner to Drudge. We didn't expand Obamacare. We repealed a piece. And so that's how this is being spun, as they openly set the precedence. In fact, print me that article, guys. Thank you. As they openly set the precedent to just do whatever they want, which is what the heads of the committees want. They want to be little dictators or ringwraiths under Sauron that is Obama. And they want that precedent set now, where they pass monstrosity legislation. And then as it dawns on the public that it's a giant screw job, the answer is, well, we'll selectively enforce this, we'll selectively enforce that, which is the essence of a tyranny. Because the whole thing is illegitimate and a fraud, because it's discriminatory, because it's not equally apportioned, it's not equally applied. I don't care what the blackmailed Supreme Court had to say about, well, the government has the power to tax, not an unlimited power, and so we're allowed to make you buy this from these companies. But it's unconstitutional. It is liquid 200-proof tyranny on every front, every angle. It is the motherlode of fraud written by lawyers as a system, just like they want to put poison in the food and water to make you sick so you never get out of the medical system. I'm not even saying the doctors are bad. It's just on record that this is done to create another system of dependency. It's slavery. Obamacare is written to take everything over in the process of imploding the country and consolidating it and making the insiders exempt. And I know I just keep harping on that, but I told you he would become a dictator to, quote, fix certain parts of it. I told you that the website wouldn't work. Because I know all their tricks, folks. It's meant to create a process of, boy, isn't that screwed up? Well, they're working on fixing it. You know, if the Republicans would just get out of the way, it would work. If the Democrats would just back off, it would work, when they're all on the same team at the top. And we have to recognize the criminal program and get outside of the fake debate to realize what this system is, if we're going to beat it. That's coming up, and a lot more. Wait to hear what Jeb Bush said about immigration. Stay with us.
A little-
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The response has been overwhelming, and for that, we say thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, one of the founders of New Manna Food Storage. You've let us know how much you love our GMO-free and great-tasting storable food. Now, you can help a veteran enjoy that same great taste. Part of every purchase from New Manna will be donated to help a veteran in need enjoy their next meal.
Buy with confidence. Buy the best. Buy New Manna. Call 877-817-9829 or visit powerprepper.com. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just 7 herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have, but I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Mickey Rooney dead at 93. Rob Lowe's come out in the New York Times and said, I want the government out of almost everything. That is the sentiment. Across the world, libertarianism is rising, at least people identifying as libertarians globally now as a majority in most countries, according to the Financial Times of London. But do people actually make those choices then in their lives, let other people have freedom even if you disagree with what they're doing? That's really what it's going to take to be free. And all of us are hypocrites to one extent or another. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday, the seventh day of April 2014, Max Keiser is going to be popping in for 30 minutes, as he did last week for 2 hours, dealing with the breaking intel from an insider who witnessed it of insider trading on 9/11. That interview has now aired on RT. We're going to air excerpts of it and have Max Keiser popping in at the start of the next hour. Then we will continue with your phone calls. Then Dr. John Liebert is going to be coming on for 30 minutes to give us his breakdown on what's happening at the VA and why we're seeing a massive increase, record increase in mass suicides in the military. And he, of course, served as a flight surgeon in Vietnam and chief resident in psychiatry at Seattle VA Hospital. And he's done a lot more than just that since then. He's going to be joining us. Wounded Minds, Understanding and Solving the Growing Menace of Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. This is a big deal. You know, I meant to shoot a video of it this weekend, but with my children at the beach, spending some time with them, I just didn't get around to it. But we should probably send one of the reporter crews out to show all the flags at half-mast over four dead people, including the shooter at Fort Hood. And, you know, they seem to lower flags now anytime the media reports on a dead soldier. But when you get 22 soldiers committing suicide a day and growing and being used like toilet paper in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 or more tours, which is like putting 5 million miles on a pair of tires, they will blow out in 90%+ of the public. I mean, they are just shredding these people. And they say, oh, well, they volunteered. Actually, it's a scam in most cases where there's an automatic re-up and they force them back in, an automatic re-up. But the issue is that they can't get jobs once they get out in most cases because of the economy and the rest of it and a stigma against veterans. And so they're basically slaves. So this is the type of garbage that we're facing. And there's a video up on Infowars.com that is very, very important, titled Secret of Military Suicides Exposed. And it's the video / audio report that I shot Friday that aired on the Sunday radio show when David Knight sat in for me. And it's a very, very important 8-minute video that boils everything down so people can understand the reason they're committing suicide has been solved. You make them serve too many tours in a questionable war. All the psychology shows that's bad for people's minds, even if it's one tour, if they later think the war was wrong or questionable. So you have them being used and abused, rode hard and put away wet over and over again. You have them trained to kill, and then you put them on a cocktail of drugs even before they get out of the military. What do you expect is going to happen? Well, they want to wreck them. They want to ruin them. The globalists have stated that the military, retiring veterans, returning veterans, are the number one terror threat and the enemy. We first broke this 6 years ago. It was so incredible when we first got the secret documents from federal marshals and then confirmed them through state police, state versions, that Ron Paul, his office called me and said, is that really real, Mr. Jones? Because we know you're a credible person, but you're kidding. Returning veterans and Ron Paul are terrorists. And I said, listen, call the phone number on it. The FBI is going to flip out. It's real. It's real. And the FBI wanted to come to my house when I called them. The other reporters were intimidated at that time and wouldn't call phone numbers on government documents. I do. And we got those documents a few weeks ago where they were saying that they're training to take on web dissent during martial law and to, quote, take out constitutionalists, quote, against socialist tyranny. That's a close quote. Against socialist tyranny. And people said, is it real? Is it real? And I said, yeah, it looks real. Looks like ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. Call the phone numbers. Oh, I got in here, picked the phone up, started calling those phone numbers. And they were flipping out. Like, I ought to call those numbers back and record them. That's even better. Just to illustrate what's going on. The point is, people said veterans are the terror threat and who Homeland Security's for? Of course you are. It's a criminal foreign takeover. Just like in Nazi Germany, just like anywhere else, you get special interests that take over. It's happening here. And admitting how much trouble we're in is the only hope we have of reversing this. Now, the good news is, in popular culture across the board, whether it's Man of Steel or the new Captain America, it's about secret government groups staging false flag terror to bring in martial law. It's about eugenics. It's about tyranny. It's about being dishonorable and how horrible that is. I see more and more positive movies out of Hollywood, movies like Up. More and more, I see horrible anti-human garbage out of television. It's run by the old commanders of Hollywood. That's where the real money's at, by the way. They can make $100 million a year profit off one hit TV show or more. In fact, some of them made $100 million in a month, like Seinfeld made almost $100 million in 1 month in its last season, and then into syndication. The point is that the old guard is absolutely human exterminist, pure evil. But there is a total rebellion across Hollywood that I keep telling you about that is indicative of what's about to happen when Sumner Redstone and others die. That almost everyone in Hollywood, and I mean lawyers, producers, I mean even people that are 55, 60 years old, you'd think they'd be in control. No, they're under the control of 85, 95-year-old men, and they absolutely hate it. And it is cult level on fire. I mean that in a good way, like, you know, the fans of cult this, cult that, like cult film, cult cinema, like Road Warrior is a cult classic. Liberty is on fire in Hollywood. I know almost no one in Hollywood, I know a lot of people, who isn't a closet anti-New World Order conspiracy theorist. And that just means you question the official narrative of the establishment. Rob Lowe has come out and said, quote, I want the government out of almost everything, close quote. And says he's sick of the entire rotten system and it's totally corrupt and going down. You see what I'm talking about? Bruce Willis has said the same thing in Vanity Fair. I could go on for hours. And my point is, people say, well, why do we care about Hollywood? It's been the cultural dominant system to make people comply and say, I'm anti-gun, I'm anti-family, I'm a liberal. That's not liberal, that's authoritarian. That whole system is coming down. And don't think the power structure doesn't know it. There's probably six or seven guys that run Hollywood up at the top of the big production companies. And when anybody puts out any type of message of liberty, they call them up and threaten them and threaten to blackball them. Happened to Mark Cuban. I witnessed it. Later came out in the New York Times. And the reason I get back to this Hollywood thing is the whole house of cards is coming down. That's why the system wants to bring in authoritarianism. 90% of warfare is psychological. Hollywood is the tip of the spear for the New World Order. And if they lose their own people, it's over. That's why they want to just skip all that, bring in authoritarianism now, where they can actually disappear you or arrest you. Because threatening everyone doesn't work anymore. Because what happens when everybody starts speaking out? What happens when no one's intimidated anymore? You can't stop everybody unless you already had a total tyranny in. So we're in a race to the finish line with the tyrants. I mean, I'll give you an example. Willie Nelson, about 8 years ago, came to one of my film premieres for Endgame and showed up and came around the counter and I was signing DVDs afterwards and, you know, hey, give me your number. I'm going to call you. I really like what you do. I listen to your show almost every day. And I'm like, well, thank you, Willie. I heard you were here and didn't believe it. And then he left. So I got to know Willie Nelson, started playing chess with him, hanging out with him, you know, here and there, eating dinner here and there. And people started death threatening him. We're going to kill you if you don't say you're... He started saying he was pro-gun, that 9/11 was an inside job, that eugenics was the threat. And he was about 72 years old then. He's 80. He wasn't. He was still super sharp. He's still somewhat sharp, but not at 80. And not as sharp as he used to be. The point is, I mean, who would be? The point is that, I mean, I watched that where they literally death threatened him. And then he had Ventura and I to speak at some deal. And they were threatening to blow the place up. Nobody ever even knew about this. I didn't talk about it. And he said, okay, you guys can still speak. Ventura said, we don't care. Go have a good time, Willie. We're here to watch the show, as if Ventura cares about speaking to 4,000, 5,000 people, as if I care. I can go flip a switch and talk to 3 million every day. But the issue is that's the type of stuff that goes on. The establishment is there trying to keep everybody on the reservation. And there is a major pushback. Where do you think the biggest pushback is going to be? Inside Hollywood. People are sick of it. The Republican Tea Party is sick of the Republican leadership trying to prop up Obamacare and trying to prop up open borders and trying to prop up gun control. It's an establishment working together to suppress real change. And we ever shatter that with the incredible allure, the sexiness of freedom, true Americana, it's over. People are buying what we're selling, freedom. People are not buying what the establishment is selling. They are a bunch of gangster bullies intimidating everyone. And then your local talk show hosts and local reporters, they all comply with whatever the party line is, because the word's out, you do what the establishment says, you repeat what the national talk show host says, and you'll go far in life. No, you'll go nowhere. So there's a total revolution in understanding happening right now, and the battle is joined. We're going to come right back with big breaking news on Obamacare.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com. That's colloidalresearch.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's Johnny Cash bringing us in.
Turn my head.
Don't send your kin folks.
Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here.
Keep your mouth shut.
By the way, we had a scheduling issue with Kaiser. He's coming on later in the week with that breaking news. So we're just going to have that one guest on, Army psychiatrist who headed up major bases, to break down the inside scoop on the increase in suicides. So we'll have a lot of time to take calls today. First off, Jeb Bush, illegal immigration, an act of love. Yes, they broke the law, but it's not a felony. And they did it to get back with their family. Yeah, so we let another 30 million in, and then all their families have to come in. And then just so happens, Jeb, they vote Democrat about 90% of the time, which you love because the Republicans back during Barry Goldwater's era weren't as bad as they are now. And so the Bushes basically, with the neocons, took over the Republican Party. They are the Democrats. They are the Democrats' right wing. And they share power with the Clintons, who are proteges of CIA officer George Herbert Walker Bush. And you know that's all come out. It's all completely staged, all a giant joke to them. And I told you you'd see Boehner and the Republicans try to prop up Obamacare and keep the law in place with a couple of cosmetic changes that actually don't change anything on the most criminal, out-of-control law in history. It is so fraudulent, so ridiculous, so insane. But here is Jeb Bush.
Yes, they broke the law, but it's not a felony. It's an act of love.
It's an act of love, ladies and gentlemen. Can I go to Mexico and have my baby paid for when it's born and then say, my family, I need my family from El Norte to come down here with me. Come on. You would be laughed at and beaten up in the parking lot. Probably thrown in jail. Mexico has some of the most draconian anti-immigration laws in the world. Look it up. 6 months to a year, hard labor if they catch you in the country illegally. Work camps for the Guatemalans. But Americans, oh, Jeb Bush, just like he was for NAFTA and GATT, and just like they were for the police state and the drug war and Obamacare, Jeb Bush, Republican leadership helped write Obamacare for the big insurance companies, openly owned by people like Warren Buffett, who's such a nice old man. He's a nice old man with his big banks laundering all that money on record. Just a friendly old man. A friendly old man got some candy in that van. Kids, get in. Everybody knows all old men wearing suits and ties are nice. I mean, this is so ridiculous to hear this out of him. And now GOP seeks coverage choices in health law they hate. That's how AP wrote it. AP should have. GOP works with Obama behind the scenes to stop revolution against Obamacare and its repeal. Or headline, GOP seeks to cover Obama and the Democratic Party from total political annihilation and seek to protect the party who passed the bill Republicans wrote. That should be the headline. You know, with Ezekiel Emanuel and the eugenicists, the death panel, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation sponsoring it, along with Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, where the pilot state, 15 years ago, and they passed the core of what became law. I mean, it wasn't as bad as what the Democrats added on to it, but it was really bad. Basically, insurance companies making you buy their product where they can charge whatever they want and lower the quality of the product and have the government set the standards of what type of tests and surgeries you can get. What do you think is going to happen? Prices are going to go up and you're going to get less. What would you do if you were an offshore mega corporation that owns insurance companies? Well, every time they can, they finance dictators in third world countries. See, the globalists finance pure evil. You are nothing but dead meat to them. And when you act so naive and ignorant, folks, they say that's a self-fulfilling prophecy that you deserve to be run over by the system. That you deserve to be crushed by the establishment. And so they make it a partisan issue. Oh, look, the Republicans don't want you to have this. So please don't throw me in the briar patch. Will you guys print me the story of Briar Rabbit just to boil down of it? I think I need to read that on air to people. Briar Rabbit wants to be thrown in the briar patch. That's where he's safe. He goes, whatever you do, don't throw me in the briar patch. Here's Republicans. Oh, my gosh. Whatever you do, don't pass Obamacare. We're so upset by it. Oh, it's so horrible. Democrats, well, we're going to get it, and nothing you're going to do is going to stop us. Racist. Al Sharpton says you're racist if you don't support Obamacare.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live broadcasting worldwide. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Let me boil down and quantify Obamacare here very simply and succinctly. You have a constellation of special interest. And at the top of that, you have the big 5 to 6 global mega banks that control the derivatives, the fractional reserve banking, basically unlimited counterfeit paper instruments. And they've been able to dominate most of the world, take over the resources of the planet with all that fiat garbage currency that they've gotten Western governments to sign on to and guarantee as their debts, turning us into financial slaves in the act of bailing them out. A giant ball and chain with a greater financial weight than the sun itself. Imagine that. 1,000 Thor's hammers tied to our legs. That's the type of weight we're talking about here. Financially, culturally, all a giant fraud intertwined into all the pensions, intertwined into the culture, intertwined into the investments, to where the cancer has become the body itself. And that's not enough for them. They have Agenda 21 globally to create neo-feudalism, to cut off resources, to make the public right at starvation level, so that politically you will jump through any hoop for resources. So there's artificial scarcity. And at the top of the pyramid, you have the large central banks that are in control. And then they've got other groups that are intertwined and interconnected as well, that are a big part of that. And they're the big lobbying groups. They're the political class. They are the select healthcare groups that are insiders who were exempt from the main Obamacare system, who got their 2 cents in to have the legislation written to shut down their competition and to create unfair trade advantages. You've got the lobbyists that help write it to be 13,000 pages of addendums, so that it's always creating new crises, always creating new problems, always creating the equivalent of a contested divorce at every level, so that all the bureaucrats and consultants and lobbyists can just endlessly feed off of new laws and addendums and executive orders to the giant metastasizing blob that is Obamacare. And that's why it was written to absolutely destroy the country, so that they can piecemeal then be the saviors applying or backing off of certain areas of the main law, to where then they create the problem, they can offer the solution. Just like they help get government involved in healthcare to begin with, driving up prices, bringing in political corruption, giving the political class power over healthcare. Just like they've done with the drug war, just like they've done with the prisons, just like they've done with everything else. This is done over and over and over again. So with Obamacare, the journey is the destination. That's the most important thing to understand here. And they have tricks they play. They don't want all of it to go in at once. They don't want you to know the reason your health care is doubling or tripling is because it was written in the bill. They don't want you to know the reason your payroll went up was because of the bill, your payroll tax. They don't want you to know the reason the IRS is going to garnish your wages and take your bank account is because of the bill. They want you to think it's all screwed up and broken, and that's why it's happening. And, oh, you know, 1 million signed up the first day. I told you, that's people that think they signed up. And then it turned out a month later, no one had signed up. And then they said 3 million had signed up, and it turned out it was 100,000 who had to do it by phone. And then all they got handed over to was an insurance company to screw them and double charge them bare minimum. People that never had insurance, didn't know how to do it, going into the most predatory hands. Then you've got other layers of the political organizer, community affairs type, where you get the navigators, the Acorn 2.0 running around getting Social Security numbers, getting political data, getting people for political enrollment, getting people into your political organizations, just good old-fashioned fraud, good old-fashioned money laundering. That's all coming out in every major state. This is a criminal enterprise. This is a giant criminal feeding frenzy, like a group of 30 dolphins spending 2 hours surrounding and corralling a group of fish until they get them into a tight ball and then having a feeding frenzy. You are being fed on by a predator system that has designed the breakdown of the system so that they can reap incredible profits and control out of it with the larger social engineering plan of finally wrecking the civilization. Because the globalists are exempt from it all in their governmental corporate reservations above the law with diplomatic corporate immunity. So you have the banks, you have the insurance companies, you have the lobbyists, you have the navigators, you have the sickening, degenerate, insider trading political class. Remember 6 years ago, 7 years ago, it came out that Congress was insider trading into the billions, and people were going to Congress worth $1 million and getting out worth $800 million, not to mention their trust funds with billions. And the CBS headline was, insider trading legal for Congress. Put that into the search engine. Let's show the TV viewers. Radio listeners, put it in. Insider trading legal for Congress, or Congress allowed to insider trade, because they said so. Just like the police now say, we can come in your house without warrants because we say so. We can set up checkpoints on the highway because we say so. We can listen to your phone calls without warrants. Local police all over the country, it's now being announced, because we say so. And we can force inoculate your kids because we say so. And we can put fluoride in your water because we say so. And we can put cancer viruses in your vaccines because we say so. And we can set up death panels and make jokes about it because we say so. There's CNBC, insider trading in D.C. just got easier. Yeah, that was last year when they passed a law legalizing their insider trading. For years they had said it was illegal, but they hadn't really done it. Then they came out and said, no, we're just allowed to. There it is, Congress insiders above the law, CBS News. The point is that this is the event horizon of tyranny. They passed the point that we've now gotten to. They get away with the point they've now brought us to. Katie, bar the door. Because people are like, oh, all the corruption's coming out. Isn't this great? No. If it all comes out and nobody gets in trouble and we don't reverse them, the dam breaks. And everything is fair game. And then people will get so desperate and scared, they're going to start shooting the enforcers, and then the Civil War starts. Just as sure as grandma would put an apple pie out on the window ledge to cool it, this is going to happen. Just as sure as the sun came up this morning, just as sure as birds wake up in the morning tweeting, this is going to unfold, ladies and gentlemen. This is a total criminal mass, and the Tea Party are a bunch of moral, on average, people that really are pro-gun, really are pro-family, who really do value freedom, and who are really upset. They're not perfect. Republicans tried to co-opt in the last 6-7 years. That failed. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, the Republican and Democratic leadership are trying to gut the Tea Party. And they've circled the wagons. And the reason the Tea Party's enemy number one is because they're informed. They know about the UN. They know about world government. They know that you cut taxes, government revenue increases. They know the system wants to stall the country and bankrupt the general public to complete our journey into serfdom and dependency. They know, and they're learning quickly. My information, the information we've broken down here, by the grace of God, our real power, your real power, because you are the power of this broadcast, has now made it safe for the other big talk show host across the board to tell the truth. Because their constituents, their listeners, now know the truth. So even if some of those big national hosts had been sellouts before, it was mainly because they were scared. It was mainly because they were on a short leash. When more people speak out, we normalize telling the truth. It makes it safe for right-wing talk show hosts, libertarian talk show hosts, for liberals in Hollywood who are real liberals in the vein of Thomas Jefferson. This is the reality. And we are now at this absolutely critical crossroads. We are now there. In a cultural revolution, they have their cultural revolution of socialism, of tyranny, of domestication, that they brand as liberal and happy and empowering, when the fruits of it are total enslavement, lies, fraud, poverty. So we are now that point where we have to go, no, we're the revolutionaries. We're the people bringing the Renaissance. We're the people bringing liberty. We're the people that are liberals. We're the people that are for human empowerment. We're the people that have the plan that's been proven to work over and over again. Tyranny's been tried 100 times more than liberty. And it always leads the same place. It's horrible. Let's not go down this road. Let's be virtuous. Let's turn back now. Even if people like John Boehner wanted to do the right thing, he can't. Because he wouldn't have been allowed to be the speaker if they didn't have enough dirt on him to hang him high. That's why if somebody does the right thing and then it comes out that they've got a mistress or it comes out that 20 years ago they took some money they shouldn't have or whatever, we've got to leave them alone and realize that's political dirty tricks. But until the public gets angry enough to get behind champions and to get, I mean, I'm sure there's no dirt on Rand Paul. They would have already brought it out, but they've sure tried to manufacture it. If we ask Rand Paul to run or Ted Cruz and then a couple skeletons come out of the closet, folks, you've got to understand that if the establishment is bringing out the skeletons, A, it's probably a lie or exaggerated, and it doesn't matter because it's the enemy trying to take down somebody that's good. It's very, very simple. We hang together, we hang separate. And I'm not glorifying Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, but I'll tell you this. The system doesn't like them and wants to destroy them. And they're an example to all these millions of people that are looking for a change, looking for an alternative, and the Republican leadership is offering more country club, Republican establishment corruption, and more socialism and corporate bailouts and wars and surveillance and police state and drug war. And the Democrats are offering more of the same, but with some cultural pandering of, oh, we care about the minorities that are really the majority now. Oh, and we care about women, and you know, you're on our winning team. I mean, it's literally rah-rah, Coke versus Pepsi, Chevy versus Ford. It means nothing. And that's why the Republicans have put into a bill for Lord Obama to sign to allow a little more choice for small businesses. Because tens of millions are being kicked off their insurance. Some of the numbers are over 10 million, at least 7 million. And then, oh, Obama goes, 6 million have signed up for Obamacare. That's not even true. It's not even 2 million now. And it does increase payroll taxes on poor people. If you're making $18,000 a year, your payroll tax went up. That is incredible. You can't live on that nowadays. If you've got kids, forget it. And every business I know is laying people off or cutting their hours because most businesses, the owners are getting maybe 5% profit. And then the half of that goes in taxes or more. What's the point? There are so many well-to-do upper middle class people that are just selling their businesses or shutting down because they can retire now. Why should they keep a business going when all they get is grief and hell and bureaucrats because they are not exempt from Obamacare? Let's say you own P. Terry's hamburger chain that's just in Austin, Texas. Been around for maybe 10 years. Very popular. I looked it up. They didn't get an Obamacare exemption. McDonald's right across the street on South Lamar. South Lamar and the river. Right across the street. We should do a report on that. How P. Terry's on this side of the street doesn't get an Obamacare exemption, but the McDonald's across the street does. McDonald's can keep its workers at 40 hours a week, but Pete Terry's has got to cut them down by 10, 15 hours, or they've got to pay the Obamacare, and they can't afford it, or their hamburger's going to be $10. Doesn't matter their hamburger's organic. Doesn't matter it's flame-broiled. Doesn't matter it tastes 100 times better than the plastic food across the street that literally has plastic in it. They can't compete with Subway across the street and McDonald's across the street, who are exempt. That's discrimination. While they're screaming black, black, white, white, race, race, male, female, north, south, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to scream about those differences to make us all fight about those. Because if we ever got together and went, man, I own an auto parts place and I'm not exempt, but that big national chain is. Let me tell you, that's a lawsuit. That's discriminatory. This law is a fraud. Repeal it. And it's over 80% now in major polls are against Obamacare. And as it kicks in, people are against it. And what does the establishment do? Oh, there's no fines. There's no penalties. My CPA tells me. Most people are on salary around here, but if it's the equivalent, we're going to have to lay people off or cut their hours, at least a few people. Or I guess I'll just have to sit there and have more advertising just to pay more taxes. It's a losing battle. I'm being told, get ready to pay the penalty. And then if I say I'm getting ready to pay penalties, the media says, liar, it doesn't exist when it exists on record. Because only about 10% of the public now actually has employees. They know 90% of you don't know and literally think we're lying to you. That's how evil these people are. The unions are exempt. All of them are exempt. But me and you, that's discriminatory. I don't care what color you are, what religion you are. You're not part of the insider club. You're going to get screwed. And now the Republicans have passed some legislation where some medium-sized corporations might be able to have a little more choice in joining larger health groups. And again, that's the Republicans messing with Obamacare instead of repealing it when they could literally blow on it and it would fall over. It's a house made of straw. They don't have to huff or puff or anything. You just literally poke it. It falls over. Universally unpopular, growing more unpopular by the day. The 20% of morons out there that still suck their thumbs and think Obama loves them, haven't figured out it's a giant screw job yet, they're about to wake up. We can't repeal something this evil, this discriminatory. No, we can't, because the Republican leadership are degenerate, filthy criminals.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer.
As a nation, we don't really have morals in government anymore. It's entirely piratical, and as the resources begin to run down under tyranny, it will become more piratical, more rapacious, more abusive. I mean, look at these headlines. IRS agent testimony. No progressive groups were targeted by IRS, only libertarian, conservative, Christian, or pro-life, or veterans groups critical of the VA. Basically, anyone standing up for themselves, any special interest by the American people must be destroyed, must be dismantled. There's the testimony. But they've already given testimony that they never persecuted anyone. DOJ refuses to appoint special prosecutor. Remember that? And who wants to live in a country or a world where they can politically persecute people, get caught, and not get in trouble? Richard Nixon got caught and had to step down. Because everyone understood, man, this is dangerous. But not now, because they're doing the Lord's work. I was back there during the break getting a cup of coffee. And Al Sharpton was on saying, we've got to continue to fight against racism, and the new racism is voting rights. We've got to let Americans vote. We've got to give driver's license to the illegals, basically is what he was saying. Yeah, let's bring in foreign groups who will vote for welfare and vote to take your guns and vote to make you a slave of the governing class that's screwing all the poor people over. Amazing to live under this magnitude of evil. Now, I'm going to start the next hour and get into a series of small quakes, Rock, Oklahoma. We're going to get into Molly suspects first Ebola cases as regional death toll tops 90. Five signs the global economy recovery may be an illusion, London Guardian. Wow, some reality out of the Guardian. We're going to get more into Obamacare and Jeb Bush saying that it's loving to have open borders. We're also going to get into the latest on the Fort Hood situation and some breaking news there. Also, eastern Ukraine is moving to join Russia. That's a big deal up on Infowars.com. Jeb Bush, again, I already mentioned this, illegal immigration is an act of love. Bilderberg is trying to disguise location of 2014 meeting. We've also got a special report I filed, Secret of Military Suicides Exposed. It's very important to get out to folks. We're going to tweak that at Twitter as well, at Real Alex Jones. Armed feds prepare for showdown with Nevada cattle rancher. Trend analyst says, yes, there will be riots in major cities. The government's gearing up for that. That is just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we're going to be getting to today. Briefly, we are listener supported. Our sponsors, folks like MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, great storable foods, great customer service, super high quality, a lot of other great products. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. You can simply go to their site there and find a lot of great deals. This hour was brought to you by those folks. And please don't forget that we have supplements that have really had dramatic effects on me. Anybody can look at me and see that I'm still a little bit overweight, but I've lost a ton of weight, distributed it to muscle, have a lot more energy, a lot more stamina. It was explained to me by a lot of people like Dr. Group, but also pharmacist Ben Fuchs, that I would tan better, that everybody tans better and has healthier skin if you get proper iodine. I now go out in the sun a couple times and have an incredible Hollywood tan. I mean, it is just amazing that used to, I'm an outdoorsman, and I would just burn and get spots all over me, you know, freckles. Now I actually get a tan. I mean, it's ridiculous. I love it. And I'm telling you, it's the iodine, InfoWarsLife.com. You can also get the Super Male Vitality. You can also get so many of the other fine products there, like the new Lung Shield, Lung Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase.
increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Waging.